An undercover sting operation in Michigan's Upper Peninsula resulted in the arrest of a local man for seeking out an officer posing as an underage girl online for sex, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel's office announced in a news release. In June 2022, a Houghton County Sheriff's deputy posted a video on a fake Snapchat account depicting the exterior of the Waddestone Suites in Launce Township located in Baraga County with a suggestive message. A suspect allegedly sent a private message to the account holder who he believed to be a 15-year-old girl and agreed to meet at the posted location to engage in sexual intercourse. The man traveled to the hotel a day later and arrived at the room provided by the undercover officer posing as the underage girl, where he was immediately arrested by law enforcement. In 2019, the Houghton County Sheriff's Office created the fake Snapchat account to aid in criminal investigations. The account profile depicted a young woman with dark hair and undercover officers added hundreds of friends to the account. Since fall 2021, the sheriff's offices of Baraga, Houghton, Keweenaw, and Ontonagon counties, as well as the Iron River Police Department and the Upper Peninsula Human Trafficking Task Force, have been conducting human trafficking operative stings. The team of undercover law enforcement officers pose as underage males and females and are used as decoys to identify and pursue predators. William Michael Brunk, 26, of Baraga, was arraigned at the 97th District Court on the following charges. One count of child sexually abusive activity, a 20-year felony. One count of using a computer to commit a crime, a 20-year felony. One count of accosting a child for immoral purposes, a 4-year felony. One count of using a computer to commit a crime, a 7-year felony. Bond was set at $25,000 cash, surety with the conditions that Brunk have no contact with unaccompanied minors, no use of computers including the internet or social media except for employment purposes. He is also not allowed to have weapons, consume alcohol or use controlled substances without a prescription. A probable cause conference is scheduled for December 6 and a preliminary exam is set for December 13.